University of Southern California grad student charged with drugging and raping. Los Angeles, a University of Southern California graduate student who police say is a serial sexual predator has been charged with drugging and raping multiple women as investigators look for additional victims, Los Angeles authorities said. Xizhe Wang, a 30-year-old Chinese national also known as Stephen Wang, was arrested August 28. Though the district attorney and police just released statements about the case on Wednesday. Wang has pleaded not guilty to 8 felony counts, including forcible rape and sodomy by controlled substance or anesthesia, according to the LA County District Attorney's Office. Wang was held without bail and could not be reached for comment. A lawyer for him could not be found, and the LA Public Defender's Office didn't respond to an email asking if one of its attorneys is representing Wang. USC said in a statement Wednesday that it is cooperating fully with police and has taken steps to bar Wang from campus. Providing a safe environment for learning, teaching, and research is our top priority, the statement said. Detectives began investigating in January after receiving information from authorities about a potential suspect who plied women with drugs before raping them in Los Angeles, police said in a statement. Evidence was recovered at Wang's residence that corroborated his involvement in drug-facilitated sexual assaults of multiple victims dating back to 2021 and continuing into 2025, the police statement said. Investigators said Wang put unspecified incapacitating drugs in his victims' food or drinks. Wang first enrolled as a doctoral student at USC in 2021, prosecutors said. District Attorney Nathan Hochman urged any other potential victims to contact the police department's robbery homicide division. We want every victim to know that their voices matter and we will fight to ensure you are heard, Hochman said in a statement. If convicted as charged, Wang faces 25 years to life plus 56 years in state prison, the DA's office said. By Christopher Weber.